Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company, or with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all our items on our website at harboltcompany.com, and our email address is sales@harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. So the item that we have in stock today is a really nice little item. Now, I got these in stock because I've had a lot of people asking me for speakers that had a 3.5 millimeter audio jack. And these speakers are becoming very, very hard to find because everybody is going away from the 3.5 headphone jack. Samsung, Apple, they're all taking the headphone jacks away. And as we progress and move more towards USB-C and all that, and Bluetooth, and everybody's going wireless, you're seeing less and less 3.5 millimeter headphone jacks on things like speakers and headphones and things of that nature. But I've had a lot of people email me and talk to me and call me and ask me to find a speaker that has a 3.5 millimeter audio jack so they can actually plug it into their Victor Stream and be able to use it with their Victor Stream first and second generation. Now, yes, I know the Victor Stream third generation does have Bluetooth now, and you can hook it up via Bluetooth to your third generation stream, but I know a lot of people are still using the first and second gen streams. They don't want to upgrade, and there have also been a few problems with the third generation stream, and people are returning them. So I set out to find a Bluetooth / 3.5 millimeter audio speaker that lets you use it for both. And so this is what we have today. Now, this is a really nice size rectangle shape. It's rectangle, but it's rounded off on the ends. It is about 6 inches wide from left to right. It's about 2 inches tall, and it's about 2.5 inches thick from front to back. So it is a nice size. You can easily carry it around. It is water resistant. So if you have this by a shower, a pool, it gets a little wet from the rain or whatever, it's not going to hurt it at all. So it is water resistant. It does have a carry strap on the right side of the speaker. So you can carry this on your wrist. You can put it around your wrist or put your wrist through it and carry it, or just hang it on something. If you wanted to hang it on a hook or a bag or whatever you want, you could do that. It's got a little heft to it. I'd say it probably weighs probably a good 14, 15 ounces, so probably almost a pound. But it does give you the flexibility to be able to do Bluetooth or 3.5 millimeter audio. Now, they do not include, I repeat, they do not include the 3.5 millimeter audio cable in the box with the speaker. So if you do want to use it with the audio cable, you will need to provide your own 3.5 millimeter audio cable. They do include the charging cable, which is, of course, USB to USB-C, because the speaker does charge via USB-C, but they do not include the audio cable. So you will need to provide that yourself. Now, this does, once it is fully charged, it's going to give you about 20 to 24 hours of playtime or battery, which is really nice. And usually that's measured at 50% volume. If you turn it up louder than that, or you get further away from your device, if you're using the Bluetooth mode, then the mileage may vary on the battery, but average, you're going to get 20 to 24 hours of battery life, which is really nice. Now, if you purchase two of these, you can actually connect both of them together via true wireless mode, and that way you have one of them is a left channel and one of them is a right channel. However, one single speaker does have stereo drivers in the speaker itself. So behind the metal grill on the front, hear that metal grill? Behind there, you do have two drivers. They are not very separated because this is only about a 6-inch long speaker. So just know there are stereo drivers in there, but the separation is going to be very mild to moderate just because the speaker itself is not that long. It's not that big of a speaker. But if you really want wide channel separation, wide stereo separation, you can get two of these, and I'll show you how to put two of these together in true wireless mode, and then you get one of the speakers as a left channel and one of the speakers as a right channel, and then you can separate them as much as you want. But they do have drivers, stereo drivers built into them. These are 16 watt speakers, so they do get pretty loud and they stay pretty distortion-free at higher volumes. So you're getting about 8 watts per driver, which is nice. They have decent bass on them. I've had customers tell me that they were actually really impressed with how small these were and how good a sound they put out, being that they were so small. So now they're not going to shatter, shake a room or anything like that with bass, but they do put out a decent amount of bass to make it sound good. All right, so let's go over the controls. Now, on the bottom of these speakers, they do have 4 rubber feet. So this is if you put this on a piece of furniture, they won't slide around, they won't scratch it, that kind of thing. Flip it around to the back, and you're going to have a rubber cover. Now, this is the water-resistant cover. So as long as this cover is pushed down tight and pushed into place, then this is going to be a water-resistant speaker because this rubber piece is like a stopper that keeps the water from getting into the charging port, keep it getting in from the 3.5 millimeter port, and so forth. The part where it hinges open is going to be closest to the carry strap. So on the right side of the speaker is where the carry strap is. If you're looking at it from the front, if you're looking at it from the back, it's going to be the left side of the speaker. And over towards that carry strap, or right by that carry strap on the back, is the hinge of this little rubber piece. So you're going to go to the opposite end, and that's the part away from the carry strap. There is a slot that you can get your fingernail in, or you can get a butter knife under, or a knife or a screwdriver, and pop this rubber cover up. Now, if the rubber cover bothers you, if you have, you know, if you get tired of pulling it up and pulling it off and snapping it back shut and trying to pull it off again, or pull it, doesn't actually come off because it is attached where it hinges, but I guess you could always just snap it off and pull this rubber piece off completely, throw it away, and then you don't have to ever worry about it if you're not going to get this next to water. Or you could leave it open, leave it not plugged into the slot, and that way it's easy to get to the ports that way. So it's just know if you leave it open like that, you leave it kind of hanging open, then the water can get in there. So definitely don't use this around water if you do it that way. All right, so underneath the rubber cover on the left side, you do have the 3.5 millimeter audio cord. Now, I'm not going to be demonstrating the 3.5 millimeter audio today because I don't have any devices that use 3.5 millimeter audio. So just know that if you plug an audio cable into there and then one into your headphone jack of your stream or iPhone, if you have an old iPhone with a headphone jack or iPad or whatever, then it will come through the speaker. So on the left side is a 3.5 millimeter audio, and then to the right of that, you do have the USB-C port for charging the speaker via USB-C. Now, the USB-C charging cable is hidden down inside the packing in the box, so when you first take the speaker out, you're going to look, you're going to say, oh, there's no cable there. Pull all the packing of the box out, and it's tucked underneath the cardboard piece that's kind of hidden. So I've had people call me, they said there's no cable. I said, yes, there is. I said, you know, take all this packing out. And sure enough, they take it out and it's hidden underneath the cardboard. So just know it is there, but it's just the charging cable. It is not the audio cable. All right, so if you want to make this water resistant, like I said, just press down and push that rubber piece really good and tight back into a slot, and now it's going to keep the water from getting into those ports. Now let's go up to the top. Let's talk about the controls on top of the speaker. Feeling on the top, you can easily feel these buttons. They have little symbols on them. They're raised symbols. They're easily felt. So the first one you come to going from the left to the right is the power button. So if you press, hold down for a few seconds and let up, that's going to turn the speaker on, and you will get audible feedback to let you know that the speaker's on. Press, hold that button down for a few more seconds, let up again, and it's going to turn the speaker off, and it will give you audible feedback that the speaker is off. To the right of that, you do have, this is I'm calling the multifunction button. This multifunction button will do two things. It will put the speaker in pairing mode to pair with another device. So say you have this paired with your phone, you want to pair it with your iPad. While the speaker is on, press that multifunction button one time, that's the one that's next to the power button, to the right of the power button, and you will hear a crazy tone, and it will disconnect from your phone, and it will put it in pairing mode, and it will show up under your iPad or whatever device. And so that is the way you can pair the speaker up with multiple devices. And then I believe if it's like other speakers and so forth that you can pair with multiple devices, it's going to detect which one you're actually working on, and it's going to switch and start coming out from that one. So if it detects you're working on your iPhone, it's going to come out of the then the iPhone will come out of the iPhone volume will come out of the speaker. If all of a sudden you pick up your iPad, close, you know, set your phone down, lock your phone, starts detecting you're using your iPhone, I mean your iPad, then the stuff will come out of the speaker with the iPad. So I believe that should be the way it would work with a multi pairing situation. Now, this button also is where you put these speakers into pairing mode for the true wireless. So if you want to make these true wireless, like I mentioned, with a left and a right channel stereo, if you buy two of them, you will hold down on that button and it will actually speak and tell you that it's in true wireless mode or serial mode or stereo mode, and then it actually speaks it to you. Not doesn't just give you an audible, but it actually talks to you and tells you that you're in that mode. You'll go over to the other speaker, press and hold down on the multifunction button on that speaker, and it will connect them together, and I'll show you guys how to do that. Now, the cool thing about it is I've experienced these speakers before that you had to be not paired to your device before you could put them in true wireless mode. This speaker, you do not. You can be paired to your device and you can still put them into true wireless mode and take them out of true wireless mode without ever unpairing it from your device. All right, and that is like a triangle shape. The button to the right, that is a weird shape. I don't know what that multifunction button shape is. I can't really tell. But the button to the right of this is the triangle shape, and this is your play and pause button. This is also your activate voice assistant button. So if you press and hold this button down, this will activate whether it be Siri or Google Voice, depending on what operating system you're using, like what phone, if you're using Android or iPhone. That is how it activates your voice assistant, and I will also demonstrate that here in a minute. If you press this play button twice quickly, it'll jump to the next track, and if you press it three times, it'll restart the song, press it three times again quickly, and it'll go to the previous track. The button to the right of this is a minus sign. That's going to be your volume down. You can hold down on the button to decrease your volume quickly, or you can press it one time and it will do incremental volume adjustments. To the right of that, you have the plus sign, which is volume up. Same thing, you can hold in on it and it'll do it quickly, or you can press it one time, once, press it again, and it'll do incremental increases. Now, these speakers do have built-in microphones, so they will be able to, like I said, use your voice assistant. They'll also be able to take or make calls from the speaker itself. The play button is probably going to be your answer phone call button, I'm going to guess. I don't have a way to test that while I'm doing the demo here, but I'm going to guess that if call comes in, you can press that play button and that will answer the call. Press it again and it should hang up on the call. That's the way they usually work. All right, let's let you guys hear a little bit of these speakers now. All right, so I'm going to turn this one on. I've already got it paired up to my phone. So I'm going to press and I'm going to hold in on the button for a few seconds and then let up. There's the tone. And there's a tone to tell you that it's already connected to my phone. So that's the how quick it connects once you have it paired to your phone. Of course, when you turn the speaker on for the first time, it will go into pairing mode. You'll go to your Bluetooth settings, go down to the bottom, click on the option down at the very bottom there for the speaker, and it will connect it, and it's easy peasy that way. And then when you turn it back on again, of course, it will automatically connect. So if I got my phone here, you can hear my voiceover coming out.
Sleep.
Okay, so the voiceover's coming out. Not much of a lag here, which is nice. So you can definitely use your phone coming through the speaker, and there's not a lot of lag through the voiceover.
5 hours, 8 minutes. Time to sleep.
Okay, which is nice. All right, so let's play some music with one, and then I'll bring in the second one in true wireless mode and let you guys hear that. So I'm going to hold down. First of all, let me let you guys hear the voice activation or your voice assistant activation. So I'm going to hold down on the play button for a few seconds. What's the weather? You heard the Siri tone there.
It's currently clear and 77 degrees. Temperatures are heading down from 77 to 61 degrees tonight.
Okay, so that's how easy it is to do the voice assistant. Just hold down on the play button for a few seconds.
Sleep.
And then you will get that Siri tone. There's the Siri tone. Let me do it again so you guys can hear it. I was talking over that.
Sleep.
1 second. Okay, listen again. There's the Siri tone. Hey, Siri.
You can change Hey Siri in settings.
Yeah, so see, that is the voice assistant activation. All right. Now, let's play some music. So I'm going to do the voice assistant activation. I'm going to tell it to play some music. Let me go ahead and lock my phone. There we go. And play pop music from Apple Music.
Okay, here's Pop Station on Apple Music.
Okay. Very quick response, too. Very quick to respond to your Siri. Okay, weird song.
I'm still a fan even though it's salty. Hate to see you with some other, but know you happy. Hate to see you happy if I'm not the one driving. I'm so mature, I'm so mature, I'm so mature. I got me a therapist to tell me there's other men. I ain't the one that I just want you. If I can't have you, no one should
have.
Okay,
piece of bass there. I'm going to skip to the next track. Press the play button twice quickly. It'll skip to the next track. Well, maybe I didn't press it. Okay. Okay, I pressed it one time. So I press it one time, it pauses, press it again, it plays. Press it twice quickly. There we go. Goes to the next track.
I won't have to hold my breath till you get down on one knee, because you only want to hold me when I'm
okay,
making good enough.
Okay, press it three times quickly.
Did you ever feel?
It's gonna skip to the first of the song.
Is there any room for me?
Press it three times quickly again. Oh, I didn't press it quickly enough. Hold on. There's three times again.
Take a look inside your heart.
Three times again. And there's the first song that we started listening to. So you got to be pretty quick with the pressing. But two times.
Take a look inside your heart. Is there any room for me? I won't have to hold my breath till you get down on one knee.
Let's get to the next song.
Heaven. To me, I'm just hoping I don't
read
history. Boy, I'm trying to read your mama on Sunday.
I think that's Ariana Grande. Let's see. Who is this singing?
Listening.
Oh, okay. Let's try this then. One second here. Get it playing. I was trying to be cute there, and it thought I wanted it to name that tune. So, let's see if I can get it back playing my song again. It must still be listening.
La, la.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to play. Who is this playing in song?
This is Ariana Grande.
Yep.
This track is called Positions.
Okay, so there you go. Basically, you can initiate it while it's playing and say, even though I kind of rambled my sentence, it wasn't even a clear sentence there, they still understood what I was trying to say. But yeah, if it's playing, it'll tell you who it's in. If you initiate the voice assistant while it's playing, and if you do it while it's paused, I guess, it'll listen for another tune in the room that can do like the... name that tune kind of Shazam kind of thing. So, anyway.
Because I'll be switching up positions for you. Looking in the kitchen and I'm in the bedroom. I'm in the lift, they say I'm coming through holes. I'm a love infinite, nothing I wouldn't do.
Sounds really, really good, guys. For the size speaker, sounds really, really good. So, there is... how it sounds with one, and there are the controls. Let me show you the volume now. If I hold down on the minus sign, turns the volume down very quickly. Hold up, hold down on the plus sign. Now if I just press one at a time on the volume down, it just incrementally decreases it. So you can do it either way you want there. Okay, Cool there? All right, so let's show you guys how to do the true wireless mode. So let's bring in the second speaker. And so what we're going to do is go ahead and we're going to turn on the second one here. Hold down the power button for a couple seconds. Let up. There's the audible tone. And I'm sure these will also give you audible tones or speak to let you know when the battery is getting low as well. All right, so both speakers are on. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold in on that multifunction button that's next to the power button. And once I hold it in, listen to what it says. So I'm going to hold it in now.
Stereo mode.
It says serial mode.
Right channel, left channel.
And then it tells you what channel is which. So right channel, left channel. So it tells you right channel comes out of one speaker, and then left channel comes out of the other speaker. And boom, that's all there is to it. And now we should be connected. Now whatever I do on one speaker, it's going to do it on the other. So let me press play. Start the song with the true wireless with both speakers. And there you can see the really good separation. Oops. Let me get back to the Ariana Grande one. If I turn down the volume on one, it turns down the volume on the other equally as much. Turn it up on one, turn it up equally on the other. Pause it on one, pauses on the other. So really nice, good separation, great sound when you put two of these together. Great sound with just one. When you put two of them together, really, really good sound. These things will fill up a room easy. I'm in a pretty large room right now. Easily fills up this room with one, but two of them really, really fills it up. All right, so that is the true wireless mode. Good separation. All right, now let's say we want to go ahead and take one of these out of true wireless. We want to go ahead and put it back to one. What you're going to do is we're going to go over to the speaker that is not paired with the phone, and I'm going to hold down on that multifunction button again. And there's the tone, and now it's been taken out of true wireless. So now we've got it. The sound will just be coming out of one speaker. Okay, that's just one speaker. Now we want to bring the other one back in. I'm going to hold down on the multifunction button again. Just keep holding it until it speaks.
Stereo mode.
Serial mode. I think I should have initiated it from the one I paired with. So if for some reason it doesn't come up and connect them two together, then go to the other one and hold down the multifunction button with that one too. It's like this.
Stereo mode. Right channel. Left channel.
And there we go. And now they're connected back, and now we've got our two wireless back.
I'm
another cool thing is if you turn off one, it will turn off the other in true wireless mode. So I'm going to turn the power off on the one speaker here. Hold down. And now it turns the power off on the other one. So very easy peasy there, but when you go to turn them back on, you will have to turn the power back on each one. So turning them off, you only have to turn the power off on one. Turning them back on, you do have to turn the power back on two of them, on both of them. So I'm going to turn the power on this other one here. Power on that one. I'm going to turn the power on this other one. There's that.
Right channel. Left channel.
Now it puts us right back into true wireless mode. Easy peasy. So very, very cool there. And now we're ready to listen to our music again. So. Guys, these are super, super cool speakers. They give you the Bluetooth, which is nice Bluetooth. I believe it's 5.0 Bluetooth on these. You get the 3.5 millimeter audio option. If you don't need the 3.5 headphone jack or audio option, we do sell another speaker in the store right now at the time of this recording that basically is the same size, has the same features, but it's Bluetooth only. And it actually gives you, the other one that we sell gives you a micro SD card slot if you wanted to use it with like as an MP3 player, to just put your music on a micro SD card, put it in there. You can use that with the other speaker. It also gives you a bass boost mode that you can activate on the other one. These don't have a bass boost mode, even though the bass on these is very good. So it's all what you guys, whatever you need, whatever you want. These have the 3.5 millimeter and the Bluetooth. The other one has the Bluetooth and the bass boost and the micro SD card. So we got a couple different choices for you in the store. Both of them have carry straps. Both of them are water resistant. Both of them look very, very similar. Both of them sound great. And both of them you can do true wireless and have each channel a left and right channel if you have two of them. So it's just one has a 3.5 millimeter audio option and the other one doesn't, but the other one has some options that this one doesn't, so vice versa. So you just have to decide what you want. But guys, these are brand new in the box. Like I mentioned, you do get the USB-C charging cable, so they do charge with USB-C. You do not get the 3.5 millimeter audio cable, so if you want to use that feature, you will need to use your own cable or purchase an audio cable to be able to use with these. All right, guys. Well, that about does it for me. I think I've gone over about every feature on here that I can think of. They got the built-in microphone. They've got the voice assistant activation. They've got audible feedback. They've got 20 to 24-hour battery life. Great sound. True wireless option. And just a great all-around little speaker, regardless whether you go with these or the other ones. They will all make a great option whatsoever. So if you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com, and our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.